Hi, everybody. It's time for our Saturday morning RJ Bell pregame podcast. I give you my Blazing Five, then we bring in RJ. But first, in sports, there are smart moves, and then there are moves that are not so smart. Throwing a Hail Mary, final play of the game, down by six. That's a smart move. But kicking a field goal, final drive of the game, final play, down by five. That's not smart. Same is true when you're hiring. There are smart ways, not smart ways to get things done. Job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes is not smart, nor is it effective. But posting a job on ZipRecruiter and letting them find the right candidate for you is smart. They've got powerful matching technology. And what they do is they scan thousands of resumes. They, at ZipRecruiter, identify the people that have the skills and the education and the experience for your job. And then ZipRecruiter actively invites them to apply for your job. That's why you get a qualified candidate fast. Not just a candidate, a qualified candidate. And ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Right now, my listeners can try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. That's Blaze, B-L-A-Z-E. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/Blaze. So here we go. Here was yesterday's Blazing Five.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five.
Oh, I love this. I get Andrew Luck against Carson Wentz, two of the great young quarterbacks in the game. Here's what I wonder, though. Carson Wentz isn't 100%. Does Philadelphia go a little conservative on the game planning? Does Philadelphia not quite give him the entire playbook? By the way, Andrew Luck's got an offensive guy, Frank Reich. Have you noticed? Right now, the Colts, third down offense, best in the league. Andrew Luck, 71%, best of his career. Finally, as an offensive guy, Andrew Luck's efficiency has improved. And I think Philadelphia is the better team, but I think they go conservative with Carson Wentz's first game back. Listen, I think the Eagles at home probably win this game. But this is 6.5 points. Like it, I love it. I'm going to go 26-24. Eagles win, but I will absolutely take the points.
Giants at Texans.
Okay, Giants played on TV against the Cowboys. Everybody watched, and they were terrible. And so this is what happens in those standalone games. Everybody now is like, Giants are terrible. No, actually, Houston's not very good. Houston has 17 penalties for the first couple of games. They have, their offensive line is the worst or second worst to the Jets in the National Football League. In fact, Deshaun Watson's been under pressure for 47.6% of his dropbacks. That's the highest rate in the NFL. And you may not like the Giants' offense, but actually their defense has been solid. Passing yards allowed, second in the NFL. Total yards allowed, sixth in the NFL. I get 6 points. Giants are desperate. Historically, Giants start slow. I got New York. I'll take the points. I have them winning outright. 23-20. Big blue.
Bengals at Panthers.
I think I get the better team here. I'm going to take Cincinnati in the points plus three. You know what bothers me this year about Carolina? I love their front seven defensively. But their opponents have scored a touchdown in all five of their red zone visits. That's counterintuitive to me because I like Carolina's defense. But their defense has not been very good this year in certain red zone spots. The other thing is, the Bengals going back to last year on a four-game winning streak, and it's been their offense. Andy Dalton's passer rating in those four games have been over 105. I'm going to take Cincinnati to go on the road. Not an easy one. I think it's very competitive. I'll take the points, 27-24 outright winner.
Packers at Redskins.
I pick an upset every week. I'm going to go Washington plus three. I'm going to pick them to win the game. Again, we're talking about a Green Bay team at home that's like a play or two away from being an 0-2 against Mitch Trubisky and Kirk Cousins. Now they go on the road against veteran Alex Smith, who doesn't make a lot of mistakes here. I just don't buy into Green Bay. They have no running game. I saw them last year without Aaron Rodgers. They were the Cleveland Browns. And by the Redskins have the number one total defense and passing defense right now in the NFL. Points allowed second. Yards allowed first. Passing yards allowed first. It's my upset of the week. Washington wins outright at home. Alex Smith, 30-28.
Cowboys at Seahawks.
Strongest play of the week. Again, You'll watch Seattle on Monday Night Football. It's terrible. Not really. Pete Carroll's not terrible. Russell Wilson's not terrible. And I only have to give up a point and a half at home against the Dallas team. Dak Prescott struggling offensively. By the way, Russell Wilson's played 48 games at home in Seattle. He's 38-10. And the Cowboys' offense is weak. Yards, they're 30th. Passing yards, 30th. Third down, 31st. Points, 29th. Dak Prescott hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in six of his last 10 starts. They got possession wide receivers. Offensive line's not as good. And Ezekiel Elliott's even struggling to find yards. We're overly critiquing Seattle because, gosh, Khalil Mack and that Bears defense engulfed one of the league's weakest offensive lines. Seattle's going to win this game. And I think they're going to win it comfortably, 28-17. That's my Blazing Five.
And with that, we bring in RJ Bell, pregame.com. Pregame is the exclusive odds provider to the Associated Press. We had a winning week. In fact, our first 2 weeks have been winning weeks. So let's start here. Colts getting six against the Eagles. The Colts are playing very solid defense. They're turning third downs into first downs. And it's Carson Wentz's first game back. I think the Eagles may win. I'm going to take the 6 points. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement, and 6.5s are out there, so okay. Even a little bit more. You touched on it, Colin. It's about Wentz. How good is he? I would make the case, if I were drafting quarterbacks today for the career, I would take Wentz first. That would be my pick. All that said, two concerns about first game back. One, did they rush him just a little bit because they're 1-1?
Kind of feels like that to me, a little bit, yes.
Number two, even if he's there 100%, do the Eagles call a less aggressive offensive game to protect him? Because his strength is running the ball and being able to throw, meaning he's a great thrower, but his ability to scramble, run, make plays, makes Wentz, that's his difference-making element. Is that going to be somehow limited because of concern about the injury? Plus, other injuries, Eagles playmakers, many of them out or hobbled. The D-line hasn't been nearly as disruptive this year for the Eagles. Now, listen, I don't love the Colts. I still got a question mark with Andrew Luck. If you look at the advanced metrics last week, he was only the 27th best thrown quarterback, and that was in their win. And by the way, they won against a Washington team who only won this season against Arizona, who could be the worst team. So I don't love the Colts, but in this spot, I like the Colts plus 6 or 6.5.
All right, Bengals get 3 at the Panthers. Here's the thing. The Bengals have won 4 straight games going back to last year, and the thing I like is that Dalton's not making a ton of mistakes. They're running the football. He's getting pretty good production. And I just think in this instance, I may have the better team here, and I get a field goal. I'm going to take the Bengals plus 3 against Carolina. What do the wise guys think?
Disagreement here.
Wow.
Let me ask you this question. The Bengals in Indy, did you watch that game the
yes,
first week?
Yes, I did. I thought they were, you know, listen, they banged up Andrew Luck pretty early in that game.
But let's agree that was a coin flip game at
yes,
best for Cincy.
Yes, Colts were driving for the win.
If Cincy were 1-1 and not 2-0, what do you think the line would be in this game? I mean, okay. I think the line's 4, 4.5. If the Bengals, you know, 2-0 looks good, right, in the newspaper. I think because they won this coin flip game, Cincinnati did in week one, it's driving this narrative, uh-oh, here comes the Bengals. There's 70% of cash on the Bengals. Can you imagine Andy Dalton? Now, you said you were going to retire the beige.
I know,
water
and I used it I heard this it. Week. Very mean-spirited of me. Yeah.
All right, well, do you imagine the public putting 70% of their cash on the beige water pistol?
No, against Cam, no.
And that's what they're doing here because they're 2-0. So to me, it's all the difference in this game. If it were 4.5, I would like the Bengals. The fact is it's 3, and I don't. Mixon is out. That's a big deal for Cincinnati offensively. And the Panthers are pretty good at home. Five straight home victories. And the only game they lost this season was to Atlanta, a team you like a lot. And they won against a Dallas team that then dominated the Giants, a team you like a lot. It's early in the year. We don't know quite how good these teams are. I just don't think the value is on the Bengals. Disagreement.
Okay, I'm going to take the Giants plus six. Okay, when you play one of those standalone TV games and you lose and look bad, we overreact. Listen, New England handled Houston easily. It wasn't really that competitive till the end. I just think six is too tasty of a number. I think we're overreacting to an ugly Giants loss. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement here. Now, different wise guys feel differently about the Texans. Fezzik, a guy you like.
Yeah, really smart.
Really sharp. Only two-time winner of the Super Contest. He still has Houston number 11.
Wow, okay.
In his rankings. I disagree. We actually had on our new Fox show, we had Greg Cosell on this week, and he was talking about Watson seeing ghosts, the idea that with his knee injury, with that bad offensive line, he just isn't the player, at least right now he was last year. And Colin, imagine how different this narrative would be if we just considered Watson today, meaning we looked at last year's games, this year's games, added them up. What would we say? We would say, yeah, a lot of potential. Boy, he can make some plays, but very inconsistent. But that's not how we're thinking about it. We had a whole offseason to talk about him being one of the best young quarterbacks out there off of what, 3.5 games? And now we're seeing two more games where he doesn't look near as good. I think that narrative from the offseason is coloring people's optimism. They're making them too optimistic about Watson. One last thing about the Giants here. They tend to start slow every year.
Yeah, they do.
Go back to 2013. They're 2-10 straight up the first 2 weeks of the year, 2-10 against the spread. So to me, yeah, you don't excuse it, but it's really not unusual for the Giants to start slow. I think getting the six value on the Giants.
Okay, here's my upset of the week. I'm going to take the Redskins plus three at home against the Packers. Green Bay is, seriously, if Khalil Mack's not on a snap count, I think they lose to the Bears. And if Minnesota had a kicker, they'd lose to the Vikings, both at home. I don't think Aaron Rodgers, for the second straight week, didn't practice as much. I think Washington at home gets the points. I think they're going to win outright. What do the wise guys think?
Well, this is a pros versus Joes game. All right, here we go. The pros are on the Redskins.
Yeah!
Agreement.
Yeah!
The Joes are heavy on the Packers here, and it makes sense, right? Because road favorites with elite teams, the public is so attracted to it because they think, oh, I'm only laying three. But you got to flip it. If this game were in Green Bay, they'd be a 9-point favorite. It's a 6-point adjustment when you flip home fields in the NFL, and no one would be all that anxious to lay nine with Green Bay. You got to wonder about Rodgers' health. And you got to wonder about him being a little mentally burnt out. You know, this week they talked about, oh, this injury is worse than I thought. I mean, is there a chance that he's a little bit, let's say, because it's not such a big game as the other two, that with this injury, is he a little passive? Does he potentially, you know, not prepare as well this week? This feels like a flat spot for Aaron Rodgers, for sure. And the public's so excited about what they've seen from him the last 2 weeks. But boy, the Packers are mighty close to being 0-2.
And they're not running the football at all, so I like Washington here. Before I get to my best pick of the week, the Scoop Upstart has revolutionized how we borrow money by going beyond the traditional FICO score to offer personal loans, taking into account factors like your job experience, your education, when determining your interest rate. It's quick and easy. It's free. Check your Upstart rate is free. No effect on your credit score. So your Upstart rate check takes just 2 minutes. And if you're approved, you can get your funds as soon as the next business day. Again, upon approval. So pay for just about anything when you're approved for a personal loan with Upstart. The funds are yours and yours alone. Listen, debt. Some of us have it. Some have a lot of it. I've got some. The vast majority of us do have some, but the path to financial freedom looks really bleak when you have high interest debt. So use Upstart. They offer personal loans. They're not like the ones your bank or credit union provide. 2 minutes is all it takes. It's always free. It doesn't affect your credit score. The best part, once your loan's approved, the funds will be transferred the very next business day. The next day, over 100,000 people have used it. Hurry to upstart.com/heard. Find out how low your Upstart rate is. They check your rate, takes 2 minutes, and it's free. Won't affect your credit. Upstart.com/HERD. All right, this is my best pick of the week. Cowboys won on a standalone game. The Seahawks lost and looked ugly on a standalone game. But Russell Wilson at home against a very meek offense in Dallas, this looks like the bet of the week to me. I would have guessed this line's 4 to 4.5. I think we're overly critical right now of Seattle. I get the better coach, the better quarterback, and a significant home field. I'll take Seattle -1.5. What do the wise guys think?
Agreement. Very sharp analysis. It is about this number. At 3, I probably pass it. It's 1.5. That means Seattle simply has to win the game. And it's all about narrative here again. Yeah, Seattle's not near as good as they've been. Agreed. But and they're off to an 0-2 start. So it looks like, oh, see, we were right. They were in a coin flip game against Denver in Denver early in the year, which is tough.
Yeah.
And also, they were driving late against the Bears. Pick 6 made that game look very different on the scoreboard than it was on the field. You mentioned home field. Seattle, even in their heyday, struggled on the road. I remember fading you on a lot of Seattle picks on the road. Now, at home, much better. But what is the one thing at home that you benefit the most? It's offensive line play because your crowd is quiet when you're on offense. And Seattle has one of the worst offensive lines. So I think that big negative of Seattle isn't quite as big at home. And now flip it quickly. Dallas, if Dak has to throw, if the other team knows it, he's in trouble. Thus, establishing the run is key for Dallas. It's harder to do on the road, especially in Seattle that's going to be rocking because the Cowboys are in town. Agreement, Seahawks.
Every week this year, RJ and I'm going to give a bonus pick. Now, this is a pick that I didn't include in my Blazing 5, but it was the last one that I didn't include. Broncos-Ravens is interesting. I like Baltimore. But again, this is the number. I'm getting Denver +5. Actually, Denver right now leads the NFL in big plays. A big play is considered a run over 10 or a pass over 20. That is shocking to me because I've always thought Case Keenum is pretty marginal. So I just think the number is too big. I'll take Denver +5 in my bonus pick at Baltimore. What would the wise guys say?
Well, we talked about Fezzik. His best pick of the week is the Ravens here.
Oh, God.
So big disagreement. Two big numbers here. The Broncos at home, their first 2 weeks of the season, this is an amazing stat, Colin, last 30 years. So if it's week 1 or 2 and they play at home, they're 33-3 straight up.
It's amazing. We talked about this last week. That is an amazing number.
So they're 2-0 off that, two home games. Obviously, advantages cause of fatigue early in the season at altitude when the players aren't in as good shape. Now we flip over. In September, Joe Flacco at home, 16-2 straight up, 13-5 against the spread, 31 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. He starts out at home really well. Lastly, Ravens with Harbaugh, 9 or more days rest. He's a great preparer. Let's give him credit. 16-5 straight up.
Okay, that's something. 16-5. And what's his record against the spread?
14-7.
Okay, well, there you go. That would have been a tragic bet by me.
Luckily avoided.
By the way, congratulations. RJ Bell has a new Fox Sports Radio show on a daily basis. Tell people about that, RJ.
Well, okay, here's the way I look at it. It's Colin Cowherd, Doug Gottlieb, RJ Bell. Can you imagine that? It makes me a little nervous, to be honest. 6 Eastern to 7. It's 1 hour a day. And the phrase we're using, Colin, it's called Straight Out of Vegas, but it's the pregame show America always wanted. Every day for 1 hour, we're getting you ready for that night's games. That's on all the Fox stations and the iHeartRadio app.
RJ Bell, pregame.com, the exclusive odds provider of the Associated Press, at RJ in Vegas. That's your Twitter account, right?
That's correct.
At RJ in Vegas. Hey, great talking to you, bud.
Thank you, Colin.